Customers of Connecticut Light and Power would pay an average of $150 more a year, up about 6%, if the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority sides with CLNP. The bulk of the increase would be higher monthly charges totaling $114 a year, regardless of how much electricity is used. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says that increase discourages energy efficiency and would be felt by seniors and low-income customers.
People who use the least electricity and who can least afford this rate increase will be hit the hardest. And so it is contrary to our economic interests, our environment, our sense of fairness and equity.
CLNP says most of the money from the rate increase would pay for infrastructure improvements following damaging storms. Mitch Gross is a spokesman for CLNP.
Now, last year, reliability was better than it's been in over a decade due to the targeted system improvements and replacements we've made in our system.
Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy sent regulators a letter on Tuesday asking them to reject the request. He said CLNP is seeking to increase its rate of return from 9.4 to 10.2%. The governor said in his letter, quote, "In the current economic environment, we do not need to further burden ratepayers by increasing CLNP's rate of return beyond what residents can expect in their own investments," unquote. The first of three public hearings on the rate request is set for today in New Britain. A draft decision by the state is expected December 1st. Craig LaMoltz, WSHU News.